Major funding for Only a Game comes from Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals worldwide. Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. San Diego is saying goodbye to a sports icon this week. The residents were shocked to learn of the suicide of former Chargers linebacker Junior Seau. The charismatic linebacker played 13 years for his hometown Chargers, helping the team get to the Super Bowl in 1995. He also played in Miami and New England. Eric Anderson of member station KPBS in San Diego says Seau reached beyond the football field to touch lives across the city.
If there was one moment that captured the grief caused by Seau's death, it happened mid-morning on Wednesday. Louisa Seau, Junior's mom, approached television cameras outside of her son's home. She spoke briefly of their last conversations and then was overwhelmed.
He never said something for me. Junior, hey, why are you never telling me you're going? And I pray to God, take me, take me, leave my son alone.
Fans gathered at the home all day. They left flowers, figurines, and prayers. On the beach nearby, several people used large stones to create a cross. They scrawled R.I.P. in the sand, along with the number 55. Seau made the uniform number famous when he played for the Chargers. His death also drew fans to the San Diego restaurant bearing his name, which had shut down for the day. Carolyn Mitchell says she will remember his personality.
A big face and a big smile. A kind person.
Mitchell brought a small bouquet of yellow flowers. She left them at the front door of the eatery and then paused.
I had shared a prayer to myself and to him that may he rest in peace, and whatever was bothering him, I hope that he find peace now, and I prayed for his family, reassuring that everything will be okay.
Seau was known for his relentless pursuit of opposing football players on the field and for his relentless fundraising off the field. He raised more than $4 million for the children's charity that bears his name. Ruben Escobosa met Seau through a business partner. He called the death a shock for the community.
He was bigger than life, and he was very proud of his roots, specifically in Oceanside in his high school, the Oceanside Pirates, and his heritage. You know, he's very proud and promoted and supported his Samoan heritage, which I think is very important.
For Only a Game, I'm Eric Anderson in San Diego.